I heard the following Shaila. Let's say someone's in Thailand, Bangkok, and he's there on Yud Zayin Tammuz, and he's flying back. I guess it's about an 18-hour flight or so. So when you fly back from Thailand to the U.S., you pass, and it could be anywhere on the other side of the international dateline, depending where you assume it is. So whatever Heicha Timsa you want, someone's going to be passing back to the U.S. crossing. So it's the 17th of Tammuz when he leaves. He's fasting. He's on the plane. And then I guess maybe it becomes Yud Ches Tammuz, and then he crosses the international dateline. And is Yud Zayin Tammuz? Is he mechuyev to fast again? And would it make a difference if it's Yud Zayin? Well, Som Gedalia wouldn't be, because I guess in theory, you left on Som Gedalia, I guess it could be. Or in the other fast days, would Yud Zayin Tammuz be any different than, let's say, Asara B'Tavis? That would you have to, you have to fast again? Is one day enough? There's another Shaila the poets can talk about, the Herschel Schachter, about, let's say, you're in New York for Shabbos, and somehow you, Elon Musk makes a new jet, and you could get from New York to L.A. in 2 hours, an hour and a half. And it's a three-hour difference. So with Shabbos, Shabbos is over, and now you're back in L.A. for Shabbos. So do I have to keep Shabbos again? I already kept Shabbos. So that, the postgame should agree that, what's the difference if you kept Shabbos? Right now you're in a place where it's Shabbos. Shabbos is Mechayev. You got to keep Shabbos. So it should make a difference. You'd have to keep Shabbos again until Shabbos and over in L.A. So what about, so would you say the same thing by the Yud Zayin and Tammuz? I have to fast again? Or Asara B'Tavis? So this issue could be dependent on a famous Minchas Chinuch Rav Chaim discusses, and a Beis Yosef the Avidrum discusses. The Minchas Chinuch discusses, and Rav Chaim, in other words, we know, practically speaking, Yom Kippur we fast on Shabbos. So the Beis Yosef quotes the Avidrum and says, I don't know where he gets it from, that if Asara B'Tavis would fall out on Shabbos, you have to keep it be'etzem ha'yom hazeh. So the kasha is like, let's say it wasn't Asara B'Tavis. Let's say it's Tisha B'Av. So Tisha B'Av, we know we fast on Sunday, but why? So Bishlom, according to the Rashba, if you hold the Isser of Tainis on Shabbos is Daraisa, they understand. The fast is only Divrei Kabbalah. But if the reason why you can't fast on Shabbos is because it's a bitu of Oneg Shabbos. So Oneg Shabbos is from the Nach, from Divrei Kabbalah, and so is the fast days. From the Navi Zechariah, the Chaya Yishayah. So you have a conflict. Oneg Shabbos demands that I eat, and the fast day demands that I don't eat. So what do we do? So what's the general klal? Rav Chaim says, Shei v'al taseh adif. That it's better to be passive act. So therefore, if you're eating, you're eating on a fast day, so you're doing it b'kumba aseh. If you're fasting, you're only doing it b'shei v'al taseh, so you would think that one should have to fast on Shabbos. It's not a chiddush by Asara B'Tavis, you would think by all fast days you'd have to fast. So why don't we fast? So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Aleph, he has a tremendous yisod. that Rav Chaim uses. He says, if you look at the psukim, Som HaRavi, Som HaChamishi, Som HaShvi, Som HaAsiri, Yabem Masasim Wasimcha, that it never talks about the somos in terms of dates. It talks about them in terms of month. The fast of the fourth month, fifth month, seventh month, and tenth month. So the Minchas Chinuch Yisod is the fast days are Midivrei Kabbalah, but it's only the month. The month is only Arpi Kabbalah. But the dates, and in fact, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah has different dates on Yud, whether I think it's Tes Tamas, Yud Zayin Tamas, the different dates. So Midrabanan, they decided on different dates, but Midrabanan, they decided on a specific date. But Midivrei Kabbalah, you can fast any time. So the Minchas Chinuch answers, of course you don't fast on, really you would fast on Shabbos if there was no option. If it had a fast on the 9th of Av, so then I'd have no option. I have to fast on the 9th of Av. But since it only says I have to fast in the month of Av, so I could pick a different day. So therefore, eat on Shabbos and fast on Sunday. And really that would be true, he's saying, for all the fast days. They really, the Chacham and Lechatchila said, you're fasting on Tisha B'Av. But Tisha B'Av this year means the 10th of Av. We're picking a different date this year. In other words, there's no difference in Av. Generally speaking, they picked the 9th of Av. In a situation where the 9th of wasn't on Shabbos, they said, they gave us another day to fast on. So even though we're fasting Tisha B'Av on the 10th of Av, but it's really, it's Tisha B'Av, that is the day they picked. However, so Rav Chaim comes along based on the Minchas Chinuch and says, it is true on the other fast days, but by Asar B'Tevet, it says, Be'etzam Hayom Hazeh. It has to be on this day. We'll see the Beis Yosef, obviously, is Choled, but Rav Chaim says, so therefore, so we'll get to Asar B'Tevet in a second. So therefore, the fast days are any day. And so therefore, the question is, so let's say I fasted on Yud Zayin Tamas. And now I and then I have a break, and then I pop into Yud Zayin Tamas. Or should that be like Shabbos? No. Because Shabbos is Mechayim to keep Shabbos. But it's not, Yud Zayin Tamas is a Mechayim to fast. If it was, I'd have to fast again. It's the a Mechayim once in the month of Tamas to fast. And the rabbis picked Yud Zayin Tamas as the day. But the Mechayim is the month of Av. So I already fasted on Yud Zayin Tamas. I did so if you fast on the 3rd of Tamas, and so then you definitely fulfill your mitzvah midivrei kabbalah. Maybe then you'd fast again on Yud Zayin Tamas to fulfill your mitzvah d'rabbanan. But if I already fasted on Yud Zayin Tamas, I fulfill my divrei kabbalah and my d'rabbanan. So therefore, I don't have to fast on Yud Zayin Tamas. I only have to fast one day. And that's what I heard. In the name. So I heard in the name of Rabbi Sinem, Rav Shlomo Sinem, he quoted from Rav, he said he asked Rav Sternbuch, and he said he basically agrees with the Lamdis, except he would say you should fast the second day instead of the first, only because Gantz Klai Yisrael, Rov Klai Yisrael live on the other side of the dateline. If you live on the other side of the dateline, that's your time, it's the Efshar. If you have an option, you should fast with Rov Kaiso. But either that's a technical issue, but fundamentally, he agreed with the Lamdis, you only have to fast one day on Yud Zayin Tamas. The Shaila would be, what about Asar B'Tevis? Does the same thing happen? So according to Rav Chaim, the way his Lamdis is giving, why would we fast on Asar B'Tevis on Shabbos, according to Avidrum? Because normally, it's Shevi Al Tasa Adif. And therefore, you have a conflict. So we'd say it's Divrei Kabbalah versus Divrei Kabbalah. So therefore, if you don't have a choice, oh, it's better to fast. But since we do have a choice, but yeah, the fast day, it's because it just talks about the Chodesh, even though it does talk about the Chodesh Asiri, but here, according, if you take the Avidram, that the Etzem Hayom Hazeh is telling me, qualifying what the Navi's saying, and therefore, if you assume you don't have an option, so then I'd have to fast on Shabbos. If that's the case, if you learn like the Rav Chaim in the Avidram, so then it would come out that you might have a problem, or not a problem, maybe it's, you might have to fast 2 days, because if the whole lamdus is that it's asor, but it's the not the day that's mechayev you, it's the month that's mechayev you. If you learn be'etzem hayom hazeh like the Avidram, like Rav Chaim and the Avidram, then it would come out, okay, if it's the day that's mechayev you, so usually it falls out once a year, once a month, but if because something happened, it's the second day, so that might be like Shabbos, and then, you know, assuming there's no sakana issue, and you can fast 48 hours. But in Lamdis, you should have it to keep fast, according to the Beis Yosef, who says, he doesn't take Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh seriously, he says, where's Avidram get it from? It's not like Yom Kippur, so then it should be no different than Yud Zayin Tamas. It would depend on this Lamdis. So by Shabbos, everyone agrees, you want to, If you're in a place where you keep Shabbos, you got to keep Shabbos, because Shabbos is Mechayev. But if you go like the Minchas Chinuch, that's the Chodesh Mechayev, and Rav Chaim explaining the Avavidram, except for Asura B'Tevitz, is Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh. So on Yud Zayin Tamuz, you only have to fast 1 day, and according to Rav Sternberg, better fast on the day where it's Gan Tzchai Yisrael, where the majority of Tzchai Yisrael is doing. But by Asura B'Tevitz, you're going like Rav Chaim, that I don't have the option. If I don't have the option, it's nothing special about Asara B'Tavis. If I don't have the other fast states have an option, so why get involved in a dilemma? So, by Asara B'Tavis, where I can't push it off, because the day's mechayev me, so then I'd have to fast on Shabbos. So that's the Yisod, and that could be enough Kamina in terms of whether you have to keep 2 days in a special scenario. The Chasim Sofer had a whole different shot, and so that's the Rav Chaim's part in the Avidram. It's Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh. Normally, you always would fast on Shabbat, because Shevi Atasa Adah, but since it's only Midrabanan these days, Midivrei Kabbalah, it's only the Chodesh. But if you're telling me that by Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh, it's the day's Mechayim, so then I have to fast on Shabbos. I have no choice. And the Chasam Sofer says, no, it's a different shot. It's you don't fast on Shabbos, something on a past event. So all the other fast days were remembering a past event. But on Yud Zayin Tamuz, well, number one is, this practically, they surrounded the city, and we were just sitting there fasting and praying. So we were going over, they were just praying over, and praying that nothing would happen. And therefore, that's what we do on a fast day. But even more so, he says, we have a tradition, we have a Mesorah, that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be, will be determined on Asara B'Tevis, whether that year will be built. So therefore, when we're fasting on Asara B'Tevis, it's like a tiny shalom. We're shooken up. We're fasting over a future event. We're worried about something that's going to happen in the future. And therefore, that's why that's part of the Avidrom. To the Rav Chaim, Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh. Therefore, you don't have a choice. So therefore, Shevi Al Tasa Adif. Of course, if that doesn't happen, so you don't have to worry. Or the Asim Sofer, it has to do by Tisha B'Av, it's a tiny, it's on something that happened in the past. But on Asara B'Tevis, it's something that happened in the future. So two different pshatim in terms of what would be potential pshat in Avidram, and perhaps the nafkamina between the way Rav Chaim learns and the Beis Yosef in terms of someone flying on a flight, whether you have to keep, well, everyone would agree you don't have to keep 2 days of Yud Zayin Tamuz, because it's the month which is Mechayiv. The Shaila would be Asara B'Tevis, whether you'd have to keep both days or you go with the Beis Yosef and only keep one.